Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. I'm sorry, but I'm so fired up this morning. I got like five things I have to get to on today's show. And I almost totally forgot about Dr. Jeff. Jeff, I am so sorry. See, the thing of it is, and I guess what ticks me off the most, kind of the theme of today's show, is taxpayer dollars. That's what this really, really, really boils down to. Because if we don't stand up and fight for our taxpayer dollars, Lansing will spend it. It's that simple. If we do not yell and scream and stand up and fight, our taxpayer dollars will be wrongly used. The things that we've invested in, and that's the famous word that they use, invest in something. Let me get something clear with you guys. An investment of time, an investment of money, investment in volunteerism. When you invest, you expect, and the universe law, the universal law on an investment is return on investment. You're going to go out and knock doors this weekend for Todd Smallenberg, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Christian Marcus, Neil Frisky. You're going to put up signs. Whatever you're going to do, you do it because you expect a return on that time and money and expense of putting that sign up or knocking on the door. Signs cost money. You got to take the sign to a location in a car, in a vehicle that requires gasoline and insurance and tires. Your time. Every single one of us has a net worth within the universe as to what your time is worth. Personally, I'm $150 an hour. That's what I have set my net worth at. I plan to work at least 2,000 hours a year, more like 3,000. But 2,000 hours a year, my expectation is I need to produce, generate $300,000 to this show. To be able to carry the weight of this show on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Your hourly rate might be $50. Your hourly rate might be $30. Whatever you feel you are net worth to your world. 2,000 hours. 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, 2 weeks for vacation, 2,000 clock hours is what your time stamp is on this planet. It's Monday through Friday, not working weekends, with a two-week vacation. So if your net value is $30 an hour, you would be making in the private sector or a business $60,000 a year. That's how the math is done, folks. It's simple. It's basics. In the living of this state, we pay taxes, state income tax, sales tax, fuel taxes. There's taxes everywhere. We are one of the most taxed, regulated states in the country, coming up close on California. The governor's office and the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, are working behind the scenes to marshal in support in the House for a 10-year, $6 billion economic development revamp that includes dedicated annual allotments of money where they must spend our taxpayer dollars on public transportation, housing, and local, quote unquote, placemaking. What is placemaking? It's in quotation marks. I will explain. The new program is a rebooted iteration of the Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve Fund, moved out of House committee this morning, yesterday morning, with substitutes, and debated inside the House Democratic caucus until late yesterday afternoon. Ideally, advocates hope to see what is referred to behind the scenes as SOAR 2.0. They wanted it to pass yesterday, but reservations among most Republicans and a handful of Democrats is slowing immediate movement. Among the package's main supporters are General Motors. General Motors. General Motors. Government Motors. And who else? Developer Dan Gilbert. Rocket Mortgage. In Detroit. Trying to transform Detroit's landmark building, the Renaissance Center. That's right. They have their focus on the Renaissance Center. Why? Because General Motors owns it, and Dan Gilbert wants to develop it. Little side note story. That was the first date night Vicky and I had, was the Renaissance Center in Detroit. They had so many substitute bills that this went into the late night last night. Substitutes, all kinds of things. I can guarantee you not one of the state reps read all these substitute bills. Senate Bill 559, Senate Bill 562, House Bill 5768, 5769, 5770. All designed to make sure all areas of the state would have access to public transportation dollars. The biggest waste of public funds in the history of Michigan. We have taxi services. We have Uber drivers. We have Lyft drivers. We have the ability to do this in the private sector. Why in the heck are we paying for these little buses to be running around with one person on them? Some of them empty. It is stupid. If you got a person, an elderly person, you already have the local county commission on aging. Commission on aging is located in every single county. Every county has one. If you're a senior and can't drive anymore, but you got to go get your groceries, you got to do some banking, you got to go get your prescriptions, whatever, you can call somebody and get a ride. It's that simple. Give them a voucher, pay for it with taxpayer dollars. The voucher costs $20. $50. I don't care. Whatever amount of time they need. They need a driver for 2-3 hours. You pay them $30 an hour, you owe them $60. But no, they want electric buses that don't even work in the wintertime, especially up here in northern Michigan, to be part of this package. They want our taxpayer dollars to help General Motors and their friend Dan Gilbert, who donates to Democrats, by the way, never gets your mortgage through Rocket Mortgage. He's a socialist, communist, progressive. They want our taxpayer dollars to update and transform General Motors Renaissance Center to help Dan Gilbert, who, by the way, donates only to Democrats. Supposedly, they've also tightened up legislative oversight. The selling point is to offer SOAR going forward to projects that create a lot of good-paying jobs and offer a good return on investment. There you go. There it is. Good-paying jobs and good return on investment. Exactly what is the return on investment to taxpayers across the entire state of Michigan renovating the Renaissance Center in Detroit? Can anybody explain that to me? No, you can't. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "Today's progress on economic development delivers on our comprehensive vision to invest in people, uplift places, and to win projects." Invest in people. Right. Then she went on to tell more lies. Since I took office, we've announced 38,000 new auto jobs and have driven unemployment to historic lows. That's a load of crap. That is all garbage. We have continued our focus on the kitchen table issues while growing and diversifying our economy. Oh, there's that word I absolutely love. Diversification, diversifying. Together, we will secure the future for, listen to this, electric cars, semiconductor chips, technology, clean energy here in Michigan, while delivering historic and long overdue investments in housing and transit to make our communities better places to live, work, and invest. I am grateful to my partners in the Michigan House for their actions today, and I look forward to reviewing the fiscally responsible economic development package when it reaches my desk. Well, before all the five bills began to move out of the House Economic Development and Small Business Committee, one Democratic member, Dylan Wegula, a Democrat of Garden City, testified against them in committee. Two Republican amendments to the bills passed. But State Representative John Roth, my state representative from Traverse City, who brought forward both of the amendments, said there's still a lot more work that needs to get done to get 5 to 10 Republican members he believes that are needed to make it pass. Why? Because 5 to 10 Democrats won't vote for this crap. They got to replace those 5-10 Democrats, folks, with 5-10 Republicans. And if they don't get them, it won't pass. Roth added that he doesn't believe Republicans are anywhere close to supporting SOAR before the summer recess. Well, the Democrat, Wegla, the holdout, he continued his opposition. Well, the package now appears to be put on hold, at least temporarily. Prior to voting on the 5 total bills, including 3 House bills and 2 from the Senate, Wegla said that despite the effort by his colleagues to reform what he has called a broken program, the potential for historic investments in public transportation, he opposes additional SOAR money for. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Onaway School District, Onaway, Michigan, tonight. I'll talk about it at 10:07.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I apologize. I had my microphone away from my mouth on that last out. So I got garbled up. Distortion set in. I apologize. Basically, I said I will be doing the Onaway School meeting tonight that I want you to be aware of. If you live in Onaway, you need to go to this meeting. But the bottom line is, this SOAR fund is supposed to have sunset at the end of next year. Dead. Eliminated. Wiped out. Why? Because it hasn't historically worked. State Representative Ryan Wiggler, Garden City, said very simply, I am not voting for this. I'm not going to do it. For people who are watching out there, and for those who are completely unaware, this SOAR fund essentially operates as a corporate handout fund giving large payments to corporations, many of whom are friends to this governor, said Democrat State Representative Wegela. It's important to know that the SOAR funding was supposed to set to a sunset at the end of next year, meaning die, go away, come out of the budget, stop wasting the money. This session alone, now folks, look at your calendar, it's June the 12th. Since they've been in session since January, where the majority of the first, I believe, 2 months, they did nothing because it was split. Remember the two mayors that got elected, state representatives that got elected mayors, Warren and Westland? They were 54-54. They didn't do squat for the first 2 months. They held the special elections. The Democrats won the seats back. Now they're back in business 56-54. They've already spent $4 billion in this stupid SOAR fund. And now, with the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen's administration, they're going to spend $6 billion. Wegler said this is the largest amount ever set aside for that type of funding in a single vote on a single bill for a single fund. This is just one. Folks, they have so many others, it's unbelievable. They have so many, MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund. Then they came up with this stupid thing. It is money laundering, folks, is what it boils down to. They have our taxpayer dollars funding the SOAR fund that goes to corporate friends of Gretchen Whitmer as direct payments to them for these business causes that they then turn around and donate to her campaign and Democrats. Why isn't the Attorney General investigating this as money laundering? Because she's a Democrat, Dana Nessel. She wants the money to go to Democrats to help them get elected or reelected. You see how this is working, folks? This is our state of Michigan, our beloved state. We absolutely love our state, and this is what these scumbag politicians are doing to it. Wiglaf finished up again saying, the problem, as similar with other past economic development programs, have not worked historically. Wiglaf told MERS following his testimony that he feels the issue lies with calling these dollars economic incentives instead of what he feels the more apt description of them are, corporate handouts. This is a Democrat in Garden City, Michigan. He goes on to say, in what world is that the Democratic Party has become part of Reagan economics? Adding that the Democrats pass film incentive bills, hire bills, data center tax cuts. If we put all this together, folks, we are actually approaching, and this is his number, I think we start approaching $10 billion out of an $80 billion budget. Folks, that's 12%. It's insanity. And I don't know how else to put it. And I feel like I'm a crazy person because I'm talking out. But when I talk to people in my district, they're with me. They want their taxpayer dollars to work for them, not big corporations that are friends of this governor. Whoa, man, I can guarantee this guy's getting kicked off of some committees. Joe Tate's not going to tolerate this guy talking like this. Committee Chair Jason Hoskin, Democrat from Southfield, said there were points during the negotiation he felt Wiglaf could possibly get on board. He was encouraged by his openness, willing to have conversations, but ultimately, he's not voting for it. But he added, I do see miracles happening. It might come from Wiglaf, it might come from John Roth. We might even get some Republicans to be supportive of the package once we're done working out the details. His biggest priority is guarantee that much of the funding will go to Northern Michigan. Roth, if you vote for this, brother, I'm going to destroy you on the radio. Onaway School Board. Onaway School tonight.
Oops, thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent